Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Excellent, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I'm actually about 20 minutes northwest of Pat, so you're getting some local calls.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. What do you think the odds of that are?
Yeah, when I heard she was from Hamilton Square, I said, oh, I know right where that is. I'm putting in about an 8 to 1,100-gallon koi pond in front of my house.
Oh, okay, yes.
And since we're in the great northeast here, it gets pretty darn chilly. And I've been exploring ways to heat it. I have a electric heater that I'm heating a small pond with in the back of my house that's very, very, very expensive. And the other day, I was walking by the side of my house where we have a vent for my pellet stove. It was a little warm, so I had a pair of shorts on, and the heat like made me jump back. And I kind of had a light bulb on the top of my head, and I tried to think, how could I harness that heat to heat the pond? I only want to keep it anywhere from 45 to 55, 60 degrees.
Okay.
So I kind of drew up a plan. Making a radiator with and I just sent you like an email with a word.
Yeah, I remember getting it last night.
I just sent you another one. If you get that, but it's a pretty crude document. But
I got the answer, baby. I got the answer already. You want to hear? Here it is.
And I don't want to kill myself with carbon monoxide because that would hinder my ability to enjoy the koi.
Yeah, I know. It's a heck of a way to start a day, man. Carbon monoxide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man. All right. How long? Here's what I needed to know from the email. Tell me how long the pipe is from when it leaves the stove to when it goes into the wall or the chimney.
Actually, right now it's probably about 3 feet, but we're going to be moving the pellet stove to the middle of our basement, and at that point it'll be closer to probably 10 or 15 feet of pipe.
Okay, well, dude, you've got it. This is so simple to do, you can't believe it. Here's what you're going to do.
Okay.
You're going to get some. This the only question here.
Oh, and there's another biggie. I can't use copper.
Oh, why?
Well, you don't want to use copper with a fish pond. You don't want water going through copper anywhere because there's toxins that come out of the copper and build up over time since it's a circulating system.
Okay. Okay.
That really slows it down, I know.
Yeah, that. Okay,
at least that's what I've been told. I've been told not to use copper.
Yeah, that to me is pretty unbelievable. Okay, I believe you. So, okay, that's going to make it a little bit more complicated. Because we have to come up with a pipe then, some type of pipe that.
Have you heard that before, where copper will leach into water over time and build up?
No, never. I just can't. I'm having big problems with that because I just can't believe that would be the case. I just can't believe it. I would do more research on that. Here's all we're going to do then. But let's assume, for the sake of discussion, that copper, that the information you found out is not accurate. Let's assume copper is going to be fine.
Okay.
So I would take a 50-foot roll of half-inch soft copper, and I would coil it, you know, around this pipe. And it doesn't have to touch. I mean, you could actually... In fact, you're going to have to put some kind of spacers there, you know, not so much wood, but at least you're going to have to design something to hold it off that pipe a little bit.
That would be easy.
It's got to be something that's not flammable.
Right.
And then you're just going, then from that point forward, here's the best part. Now you don't have to use copper going all the way out into the fish pond. See what I mean? You could use the piping that's used for radiant flooring systems.
Okay.
And you want to be far enough away from, you want to make sure that the copper extends far enough away from this pipe, from the stove pipe, so that it doesn't get so daggone red hot that it melts the plastic tubing that you're going to have to connect to this.
Right.
You know, okay. Now, granted, you're going to have a recirculating pump working, but the problem is if that pump fails and the fire's on, see what can happen there? The water can build up. You know, the temperature of the water in that piping system could really build up.
Right. Just to let you know something else as well.
Yeah.
The water coming to the vent pipe will be mostly gravity-fed, and the recirculating pump will be on the outgoing.
Okay, that's fine. That's not an issue.
But that is something I thought about. If the pump does fail and the water sits in there, it's going to get real hot, and I have to have a way to vent that before I...
Yeah, well, one thing I was thinking about doing was if we had to... here's what's going to happen. The fail-safe on this, in my opinion, is going to be the temperature pressure relief valve. Mm-hmm. Is going to be the connection at the where the plastic tubing attaches to the copper.
Okay.
Because remember, this is not going to be a high pressure system. You know, because it's, you know, in other words, the only pressure that's going to be inside this piping system is just going to be whatever the pressure caused by the pump,
right,
and the buildup of the heat. But if the pump's working, that water temperature in that tubing leaving the pipe should not be much more than 100 degrees, if that. You know,
yeah, that was another concern. Well, what if this thing works too good and I, you know, throw some nice 100 degree water on my fish?
Well, I mean, you're going to control that by the way that the tubing that's leaving the house is insulated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have to take off some insulation and stuff.
Okay. But and I also had on the input of it.
Yeah.
I had designed a temperature controlled a solenoid with two 24 volt valves.
Right.
That if the temperature is over 60 degrees, divert, you know, go past the pipe.
Yes, I don't think that's going to be an issue, because I think you're going to find that outdoor pond is going to be such a heat sink. In other words, it's just going to suck the heat out of that pipe immediately.
Right.
Well, like when that water comes into the pond, it's just going to, it's not going to cook those fish. You're going
right.
to have so
I mean, you think that has a chance of getting to 55, 60 degrees?
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely think you do. That's going to be a function of pump speed, all kinds of things.
Okay.
All right. So that's I think you're already there. I just think you need to. I just think the stopping point here is just what is the real truth about this copper? I just can't believe.
And I've heard it from a.
And not only that, there's not going to be. But here's the thing: there's not going to be. See, inside the pond is going to be this loop of this plastic piping. You're not putting copper in the pond.
Right.
So that's why I don't think it's an issue. And then the copper that's inside this pipe is staying inside the loop anyway. You're not putting the water in the pond. You understand that? In other words, you're creating this loop of, just so you know, I want the water that goes out to the pond is going to stay in a pipe. It's not going to be injected into the pond. In other words, you're not going to have an open pipe of hot water going into this pond.
Okay, now you're losing me.
Okay. And imagine taking a coil of, like a garden hose. I'll tell you, let's just imagine this. Take a 100-foot-long garden hose, and
mm-hmm.
you know how a garden hose comes from the factory with a male and a female end?
Sure.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and screw the end of the garden hose onto itself, and now you've got a loop, you've got a circle. See what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's imagine if you drop 20 feet of the garden hose into the pond. And the other part of the garden hose wrapped around the pipe. See what happened? Now you've got this closed loop, just like a radiant floor system works.
So what I really
like a radiator system works.
The heat exchanger.
That's exactly right. That's exactly it.
Wow,
yeah.
You think that going into the pond would be enough to heat it up? Pretty
good. It's going to. Yeah, it's a function of how much loop of the pipe you've got in the pond.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it'll work. There's no doubt about it. I just that you're going to have to figure some things out. You know, I mean, it's going to be trial and error.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, I could. Yeah, that would be no problem at all. I had thought about that, but I'm like, wow, I couldn't imagine enough of that being in the pond to actually heat the water up.
Yeah, it will. I'm telling you, it'll work.
Cool.
All right, Pat. Andrew, I got a scoot, man.
Okay.
I got to go to a break, but I think this is going to work. You're just going to have to engineer it out a little bit.
That half-inch pipe, you think that'll handle the pressure coming from like a 1 1/4? Oh, well, you know what? I can be half-inch the whole way. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
All right, good luck, man.
All right.
All right, buddy. All right, bye-bye.